Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Andy here. I went from depressed and suicidal to living a life of abundance and joy. And I'm really not that special. So if I can do it, you sure as hell can too. Well, I'm probably a little bit special, but you're probably pretty fucking special too. So if a special person like me can do it, a special person like you sure as hell can too. Let's have a bit of a casual chat about... This is something that happened a while ago, actually, and I've just never really sat down to tell the story, and I'm feeling in a chill mood today, so I thought, fuck it, let's explore this story. So Imogen, many years ago, was about 2 years into our relationship, maybe a year and a half into our relationship, and she had been going to university, and she was studying a double degree, and part of that double degree, a double major, was product design, as in prototyping things and selling things, and it could be, you know, merchandise, it could be a new gadget, it could be a new invention, any of that sort of stuff. So she learned, you know, AutoCAD and 3D modeling software, she learned 3D printing, she learned all that kind of stuff, how different materials work, blah, 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 blah. And she was about a year into her degree, and she really, really, really wanted to get a job somewhere in the product design industry. And part of getting a job means you have to go to university, or she believed you have to go to university for 3 years, and then you generally speaking go and get an internship somewhere for, you know, a few months or a year, and then eventually you get a job. And so it was going to cost, or it was going to take at least 3 years, and it was going to cost her $60,000, not to mention that that would be 3 years in which she wouldn't be earning any money. And so I basically said to her, are you 100% sure that you're not being scammed right now? And generally speaking, I've made my opinion on university quite clear. I think there are some things that are great to go to university for, like if you wanted to be a doctor or something like that, obviously you need to go to university. But if you just wanted almost any other job, do you need to go to university? No, I think for the most part, university is often a big scam, and it's a brilliant way for universities to make a lot of money, but I don't think they have your best interests at heart a lot of the time. And with her product design job, you know, I said to her, are you sure that you have to go to university for this? What is stopping you from just going to a bunch of product design firms and saying to them, yo, can I intern for you for free? And then they'll teach you the skills, and eventually after 6 months or a year, you'll get decent, and then they can start paying you. And she was absolutely certain that this was impossible. In fact, she went and asked one of her professors, is this possible, or one of the lecturers, and they said, no, that's not possible. You need to stay at university for 3 years, and then you need to get an internship, and then you can go and work at one of these firms. And she did a little bit of research, and everywhere said, yep, you need to go to university. You have to go to university. She asked a few of her classmates, and they all said the same thing. Yep, you have to go to university. We have to finish the degree, and then we can go and get a job. And me, Andy, being the boomer that I am, I've always believed in getting a resume, making it look spiffy and amazing, and then just going to a bunch of places and saying, hey, can I speak to whoever's in charge? And you put out your hand and you do a firm handshake, and you get to know the person and you say, listen, I'd like to work for you. And they say, do you know what, kid? You've got gumption. You come in here on Monday and you start right away. You know, I've always had that notion, and that's how I've gotten all the jobs that I've ever gotten. You know, I skip the queue, I skip the bullshit, like, you have to apply online. No, I'm going to apply right here, right now. Go get the manager, and I'm going to make friends with them, and I'm going to get this job. And that's always sort of worked for me. And that's the way that my father has always done it. And my dad has worked some crazy good jobs. He's been like a regional manager for the government's healthcare in his state. He has set up and run an aquacultural farm. He's been a tour guide, like operator, as in like managing other people who do the tour guides and stuff like that. So he's had pretty high level jobs. And for most of them, he has just sort of bypassed the whole bullshit and just said, no, I'm going to fucking apply, and I'm going to speak to people, and I'm going to network, and I'm going to get this damn job. And so I basically said all this to her, and I said, are you 100% sure? absolutely certain that you need to finish this university degree because this is a metric fuck ton of time. 3 years is a metric ton of time. And not just that you're spending 3 years at university, but that's 3 years that you're not earning anything. That's 3 years that you're weighed down by the torture of assignments and essays and homework and due dates and stress and pressure and you got to get this exam mark and all of this kind of stuff. It's 3 years of paying these people. It's 3 years of not really living in the real world because university is not the real world. You're kind of in a little bubble. And that can be a beautiful bubble. I know a lot of people have a wonderful college experience, but you are in a bubble. And so I said, just make very certain that you actually want to do this and more to the point that you need to do this. Because I said to her, are you enjoying university? And she wasn't. She hated university. She was stressed. She was anxious. She was neurotic. She really didn't like it. And so I said to her, why don't you just try for the next 3 months making a portfolio? Put together a portfolio of some products that you have designed. Show the stages of brainstorming, show the first couple of prototypes, show some photos of the actual product that you've designed, show your AutoCAD, you know, documents, show all of this kind of stuff, and then do a little write-up about, you know, your thought process throughout the whole project and, you know, how it turned out and some things that you would improve and blah, blah, blah. And do that for a few different projects that you've made or a few different products that you've made and put it in a fancy binder, make it all pretty, make it beautiful, and then see how you go with that. And she spent the next 3 months kind of just working through that. And she was really terrified to do that. And she was convinced it wouldn't work. And I remember we had like 10 conversations where she was like, this is stupid. Like, there's no way this is going to work. This is not the way that you do it. You're supposed to go to university for 3 years. And I was like, look, you don't really have anything to lose, do you? Like, you're still going to university while you're doing this. It's not like anything bad is happening. Like, you can just do this. And if nothing comes of it, that's cool. You learned how to do a project and a portfolio. And that was fun. Okay. And she went away and did it. 3 months later, she'd put together this absolutely mind-blowingly amazing portfolio of some of the products and the projects that she'd made. And obviously, nothing that she had done was life-changing or amazing. She was an 18-year-old girl, you know what I mean? It's not like she's been working in the industry for 20 years. That's the entire point. But she put so much love and effort and thought into each one of the items that she put into her portfolio. And she printed it all out on really pretty paper. And it was just amazing. She did a really, really, really good job. Far better than what I actually expected she was going to end up with. And I said, okay, this is amazing. What if your next baby step is to just go and research some different design firms in the area and just get their name, just get their address and figure out who works in the company, like who the management are and, you know, how long they've been in business and stuff like that. And then just go from there. So she did a bunch of research over the next couple of weeks and she was really terrified to do this and she really sort of resisted for a little bit and just had to take little baby steps, one step at a time. Again, she was a very neurotic, anxious 18-year-old girl. It's not like she was a confident badass. She is now, but that's like 5 years of stoicism and, you know, me sort of coaching her and her running towards fear. But back then when she was doing this, she was just an 18, 19-year-old girl who was very scared. And so she researched a bunch of firms in the area. And then I said, okay, maybe your next step could be to just go and talk to some of them. And man, did she resist this? She was so terrified. She really didn't want to go and like talk to the people. She really didn't want to do this. She was like, no, please don't make me do this. And I was like, I'm not making you do anything, but like, do you want to save yourself like 2.5 years of university at this point? You could just skip the whole queue and go and get a job. Wouldn't that be amazing? She's like, no, it's not possible. Like, everyone's telling me it's stupid. My dad is telling me this is really dumb and I'm wasting my time. Like, all of my friends are telling me this won't work. Everyone at university is telling me this is dumb. Why should I listen to you, Andy? And I was like, because I'm... I phrased this in a nicer way, but I was basically like, because I'm not a fucking retard trying to tell you bullshit. I don't have anything to sell you. University does. I don't have hopelessness to sell you, but all of your friends and your family do because they haven't done crazy, exciting, amazing, ambitious things in their life. And so they're going to tell you to play it safe because that's what people who've played it safe do. They tell everyone else to play it safe. And I was like, but I have done crazy, big, ambitious things in my life. I've done impossible tasks a million times. And if I can do it, you sure as hell can too. So I promise you can do this. What if you just try? And so it took her a lot of courage. She was unbelievably terrified, but she put together a little like coffee, like she would buy coffee for them. And I think she bought some muffins as well. And she basically, you know, drove to the first firm and she had her printed out little portfolio that looked amazing. And she had some coffee and some muffins. And she sat in the car and basically called me and she was like crying. She's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. She sat in the car for like 20 minutes and she's like, I can't do this. Like, they're going to reject me. This is weird. What I'm doing is so weird. Nobody does this. This is not how you get a job. This is so strange. And she just procrastinated for so long. And she really, 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 really didn't want to do it. And finally, after, you know, like 20 minutes, half an hour, she worked up the courage. She went in there. The first firm was like, wow, this is amazing, but we're not actually hiring, but I can't believe that you've done this. This is so amazing. And then she went to another firm. I think the same day she went to another firm and they were like, wow, okay, the manager isn't here, but this is amazing. And she gave coffee and muffins to like everyone there. And they were like, holy crap, I can't believe you just brought us like free stuff, like for no reason. We don't even know you and you just brought us free stuff. And they basically gave her a little tour of the office and they were like, look, the boss isn't here, but you've just given us free coffee. Like, come and we'll show you around. You can have a look at what we do. You can see if this is definitely something you want to do. And they showed her around. She went to a couple of other firms and eventually, it wasn't that long. I think it was like a couple of days later, one of the firms, I think the second firm that she went to, gave her a call and was like, look, we can't pay you, but do you want to come in and be a free intern? Which is what she'd asked for. She said, by the way, to each of them, I'll work for you for free. Like, I understand you're training me. I'm getting more out of this than you will, so I don't want money. And by the way, that tip right there is absolutely fucking brilliant. And basically nobody does this, but Alex Hormozi, who's an entrepreneur, he's earning like $100 million a year. He talks about that when he wanted to learn sales and marketing and all of this kind of stuff, he went to a bunch of gym owners and he said, I will work for you for free because I understand that you are training me and you are going to coach me and I'm going to learn so much from being under your wing that it is so worth it for me and I don't need any money. This is such an underrated idea, but basically nobody does this. Like, nobody fucking does this. I had someone in the audience who did this when I reached out and offered this to people. So I had to go first. Nobody offered this, but I went first and I said, hey, if anyone wants to do my video editing in exchange for that, I will basically mentor you. So you're getting free coaching. So you're getting way more than I will get. All I'm getting is you editing a few videos, which really doesn't cost that much, but you're going to get me, you know, you're going to be under my wing and I will personally coach you. And I only had like two people bother fucking replying. And one of the guys did an amazing job and he showed me a few edits and he was like, here's what I can do. And I was like, fuck yeah. And I worked with that guy for like 4 months. He did video editing for me for 4 months and he got 4 months of coaching from me. But this is something that almost nobody does because everybody's so busy going, oh, I don't want to get used. And it's like, motherfucker, these people are teaching you something. They're the ones, not that they're getting used, but you're getting way more out of it. But this isn't really how people think, which is wild to me, because I think about my mentors and holy crap, I've reached out to some of them and said, like, I will do literally anything for you if I can just learn from you. So anyway, side point. But this place, this firm said to her, come in on Monday and you can work for us. She went in on Monday and from there, she just had this amazing experience where she was doing all sorts of different jobs. And it started out her just doing coffee. And then eventually they taught her to answer all the emails. And then she would start to actually design some products and work in AutoCAD and do different pieces. And she ended up being there for quite a long time. And eventually, one day, they said to her, we're going to pay you. And they ended up paying her, I think it was like $25 an hour or $27 an hour, something like that, which is like fucking insane. Yeah, she ended up getting $25 an hour and she was working 5 days a week. And she actually ended up getting a second internship. So one of the places could only give her part-time. And then a second one said, we can only give you part-time as well. And between those two, they were both paying her about $25 an hour. That's in Australian dollars. So that would be like, you know, $15 an hour. And she ended up working full time. Like between those two jobs, she was getting like 35 hours a week or something, enough to pay all the bills. And she was getting to do the job that she wanted. And so, you know, we calculated how much she would save plus how much she would earn if she worked those 35 hours a week. And it ended up being that across the 3 years, her dropping out of university and working at these jobs meant that she would be $200,000 ahead after 3 years compared to like what she would have spent and what she would have not earned from working at these places. And eventually she ended up quitting and, you know, she went full time in the coaching business with me. But yeah, damn, like when we ran that calculation, I was like, see, this is why university is a dog shit idea unless you're very, very clear that you very much want to go to university and that there is no other way to teach yourself these skills. But these days, no, I'm just going to come out and say it. Like, I think university is one of the biggest, most impressive scams that there is. It's insane. But again, if you want to go to university because you feel like you really, 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 really want to study a certain subject, amazing, beautiful. I love that. But so many people just get shoved into university when they're children. Like, you're a child in high school and people convince you to go to university. That's insane. You're not allowed to drink or vote, and yet you make a decision that costs you $100,000 or more and will affect the next 3 or more years of your life. That to me is utterly insane. Insane. Anyway, side tangent. I've talked about university a billion times. You all don't need to hear my rant on university. Let's get back to the topic at hand. Yeah, so she ended up getting these, or she worked at these two places, $25 an hour for each place. And the trippiest part was she said she was answering emails at both of the firms. And she said, holy crap, Andy, like there are like 100 or so emails every week from people who have just gotten out of university. So they just went to university for 3 years and they're applying for a job, or they're sending an email here saying, can I please have a job? And she said, my job is to reply to these and say, hey, thank you so much. We will keep your application on file, but we don't have any, you know, openings at the moment. And she said, this is so weird because the reason we don't have openings is because I took their job. I skipped the queue and I stole their job, essentially. It's not stealing, but like, you know, I took their job. They went to university for 3 years and they are so much more qualified than me, but I have the job because I was the one who asked for it. I was the one who skipped the queue. I was the one who came in here with coffee and muffins and a portfolio and said, hey, I will work for you for free. And then I skipped the queue. And she only worked for free, by the way, for like 3 months. And then both of them were like, you're doing such an amazing job. We're going to pay you. Like, we want to pay you. This is insane. Like, you're actually working really well. And we want to keep training you and you'll keep learning. And eventually we can pay you more. Maybe you can be on a salary one day, but you know, $25 an hour, how does that sound? And she's like, holy crap. I remember she came home, the first job that offered her $25 an hour. And she was just like crying. She was so happy. She was like unbelievably crying. And I was like, see, I freaking told you, you don't need that university shit. Like, again, if you want to go to university, amazing, but she really didn't need to go to university for a fucking product design firm. Like, grow up. Like, come on, you can just walk in and get that fucking job. So I was unbelievably impressed by her courage. She was so terrified. This took like 3 months of just taking little baby steps for her to get this job. And she ended up writing some takeaway messages, you know, for any of you that might be sitting there. And maybe you're inspired by this story. And if you're not, that's beautiful. But maybe you're sitting there going, man, could I work a job that I'm not fully qualified for? And she definitely was not qualified for this job. The prerequisites on all job applications or job listings for this particular industry and this job, they all said, you know, you have to have a university degree. You have to have some experience in the field, blah, 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 blah. You have to be an expert at AutoCAD, which she wasn't. You have to have experience with 3D printing, which she only had a tiny bit. There were all these different prerequisites that she didn't fit. And she was so convinced that would mean she can't get the job. But what I said to her is, and again, I took this out of a page of my father. My dad has applied and gotten so many jobs. And like I said, really high level jobs, like being a regional manager, all sorts of shit. And he's had no qualifications in those areas whatsoever. Like, he will know nothing about that. But he's just very good at going, okay, I see your little prerequisite list. That's adorable. But I'm going to figure out what this job actually requires. And that's just Googling. You just Google what the job requires. And I'm going to either teach myself those skills or I'm going to show you that I can do those skills because I've worked a similar job that has, you know, similar skills. And so there's a crossover. Or I'm going to show you that I can't do the job, but I'm going to say to you, put me in the role for 2 weeks. And if in 2 weeks I don't impress the living fuck out of you, you can fire me. Or don't pay me for 2 weeks and I'll work the job and you can make up your own mind, you know, based on that. My dad's done all sorts of different shit to get jobs. Sometimes he'll just go in and talk to the person and network and make friends and say, like, I can do this job. And I promise you, I can do this job better than someone who's experienced because I will try 10 times harder to prove myself, blah, 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 blah. And so some of the takeaways that Imogen said are, if you're wanting a job that maybe you don't have a lot of experience in, and by the way, none of this is a guarantee that you can get a job you don't have any experience in. I probably could have said that disclaimer at the start, but there it is. The first one is that you can often, in job listings, treat prerequisites as them saying, we would like it if you have these things. And job listings often list so many prerequisites that it's impossible that any one person would actually tick all the boxes. And I've seen this a lot with a lot of my coaching clients. A lot of my clients, a lot of you guys and girls tend to work in like software engineering, you know, computer science, like programming, shit like that, data science. You tend to be in the nerdy, like, tech industry sort of field. And I have had so many clients tell me this where they're like, oh yeah, don't worry about like prerequisites. That shit is like bullshit. You just ignore that and you just apply for the job and you just show them that you can do the job. Like, doesn't actually matter about the prerequisites. That's just like a bunch of bullshit that they put there to, like, I don't know, impress themselves or some shit. But most of the time it doesn't matter. Another thing that Imogen really learned is to sort of like market yourself or sell yourself. In other words, like, talk up what you can do, talk up your achievements, show that you can put in hard work, show, you know, that in whatever possible way that you can, but show that you're willing to work your ass off, that if there's something you don't know, you will learn it. And similar to that is apply to jobs or things that you feel like you don't deserve to apply to. Like, Imogen absolutely felt like she did not deserve to apply to this job. She didn't feel worthy. She was an 18, or she might've been 19. 18 or 19 year old little girl still in university. She hadn't worked, well, she'd worked a couple of jobs before, but only like casual jobs. She hadn't worked like a proper industry job. And she really felt inadequate and unworthy. But she poured her heart and soul into writing an amazing cover letter, having a great portfolio. And then, like I said, going in there with coffee and muffins and a smile on her face and sweetness in her voice and just saying, hey, I'd love to talk to you guys and girls. Like, you know, could I have a moment of your time? Blah, 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 blah. And the skills that she didn't have, which, remember, this is an industry that requires certain skills and says, don't even apply if you don't have these skills. But the skills that she didn't have, she's able to just say, like, look, I'm willing to learn. You can teach me this shit. Like, it doesn't matter that I don't have this skill. I will learn really, really, really fast. And you're not even going to pay me. So, you know, I'm so keen for this job. And I know 3 months from now, I will be the perfect fit for you. I'm basically asking you if you're willing to train me and have faith in me for the next 3 months. And you can pay me nothing for 3 months, or any of you listening, maybe you would say, like, pay me less, pay me half, pay me something, blah, 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 whatever you want to do. And again, only do this if you want to, but, you know, you can pay me less or pay me nothing. And I will work my butt off filling the gaps in my knowledge. Like, anything I don't know, I will learn, and I will be the best worker that you've ever hired. Like, this is so important to me. I'm so passionate about this industry. That was another thing that she said. She made it so abundantly clear that product design was like her passion. And she's like, you don't understand. I dream about product design. I love this stuff. I really want to do this. I will be the best intern that you've ever had. I want to be here. And she proved it. And then the last thing that she learned is playing the numbers game. You know, she went to a few different firms. I think she ended up going to 11. And like I said, the second one that she went to hired her. And then another one did after that as well. So she ended up working sort of full time. But she played the numbers game. She went to 11 different places. And if none of them worked out, she was going to go to a whole bunch of different other places. So, you know, just like dating, like, not everyone is going to say yes to you. So aim to apply for as many places as you possibly can, and maybe something awesome will come back. But if you only apply to like 5 places, then yeah, don't be surprised if you don't get anything, because that just might not be enough of the numbers game. All right, let's finish up by Imogen's thoughts. And she wrote this quite a while ago. This is a number of years ago, I think like 3 years ago, but it's still good advice. Because I basically said to her, hey, for anyone else listening, what advice would you give them if they want to apply for a job that they don't have any experience with? And sort of what helped you? And she said, you, as in me, Andy, you helped me a lot. I had built the idea or the task up to be a bit of a monster task, and it was really scary. But the actionable steps of just create a portfolio and then buy some coffee and muffins and then go into each firm and then bribe them with coffee and muffins, speak to someone, these steps were very straightforward. And then having you redirect my focus and to the goal of just apply to 11 firms and then see what happens after that, that made it a lot easier too. I got to redefine success to something that I could control, and this made the task less daunting. Yeah, because she was putting pressure on herself that she has to get an internship. She has to, it has to work out. And I was like, no, all you have to do is apply to the next 11 places. Just do that. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter if this is all a big failure. It won't be a failure because you would have tried and you would have learned something. So it could never be a failure, but all you have to do is apply to 7 places. Don't worry about the outcome. I say the same to all of you. If your goal is like dating, just go and talk to the opposite sex. That's it. It doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if they say yes or no. Your mission is to take the steps and do the action. If you want to lose weight, it's just take the action. Don't worry about the end result. That will kind of come as a result of you continuing to take action over a long enough period of time and being consistent. So she goes on to say, I stepped through all of this in smaller hurdles. You know, I just thought I have to apply to one, or I would just apply to one place today and then I can go home. Then it's over and I don't have to think about it for the rest of the day. And then I just did that every single day. Yeah, this is what I talk about with baby steps. Just do a little bit each day and that's beautiful. It adds up over time. She goes on to say, I like to think of completing each application as just one step closer to the cure for the nervousness. It would get rid of the frustrating feeling of tension on my chest that made me feel jittery and restless and nervous. I had a little mantra of the worst that they could do is reject you. I basically used just a number of these little mental tricks to try and negate my neuroticism and my tendency for stress. And when it came down to it, the jumping off the cliff moment meant that I had to take a deep fucking breath and ring the doorbell or knock on the door or walk into the office and just move on with my life. Probably some advice I should take right now. Yeah, so brilliant advice there from Little Miss Imogen, 18, 19-year-old Imogen. But all of this is to say, I guess, it's a fun, interesting story and, you know, maybe a bit of inspiration for some of you. But this is basically, if we zoom out, a really good example that it's okay to be terrified. It's okay to not to know what you're doing. It's okay to think that something's not going to work, that you're not deserving, that there's no way this is possible. And you're allowed to break all the rules. You know what I mean? People are going to tell you that something's impossible. It's impossible to get this job without a formal qualification. You have to go to university for 3 years and then you have to get an internship and blah, blah, blah. And literally hundreds of people each week believed that. And she got to see the evidence of that because they were emailing her saying, can I please have a job? I have done what I was told. I have been a good little slave and I have gone to university like you told me. I have been your bitch. Can I please now have a job? And it's like, no, you can't. I'm sorry. You were sort of sold a lie and maybe you get a job by going to university, but how many people go to university, spend $100,000 and don't get a job? A lot of people. And she sidestepped all of that. She ignored the rules. And I'm not saying every single rule in society can be broken, but a hell of a lot can. There are so many rules that people walk around with. You know, I did a YouTube series over on my channel, and I'll leave a link in the description below to that. And it was called I Broke All the Rules and It Made Me a Success. And I talked about all the rules, like literally I listed out like 50 to 100 rules that I'd been given throughout my life that just like didn't turn out to be correct. You know what I mean? Like rules on everything. Like you can't be open and honest and vulnerable with a woman. You can't just tell a woman that you're attracted to her and you want to sleep with her. You can't just like be brutally honest and share all of your deep insecurities with people because then they'll think less of you. And all of this, I've just come to see like, man, people have all these rules based around fear and terror and like trying to protect themselves. But If you live your life in fear because you're worried about rejection or worried about something not working out, you never really get to soar. You never get to fly up to the sky and do crazy, wild, ambitious, cool things. You never get to break the rules. You know, this was Imogen when she was only 18 or 19, sidestepping some rules that literally everybody else around her was telling her is just the way things are. And I got her to dare to dream and think outside the box and try something unusual, try something weird. And guess what? It fucking worked out. And again, I'm not saying it will always work out, but what would she have lost? She would have made a great portfolio. It would have been 3 months. She would have applied to, you know, 10 or 20 different places. They would have all said no. Cool. And if anything, she might have still gained something because they would have kept her portfolio on file. And what if she then applies 3 years later and they go, oh, I remember this bitch. She came in with free coffee and muffins. She was really nice to us. Screw it. Let's put her resume on top of the pile because I remember her. I liked her. She was really likable and nice. So fuck it. Like, let's give her a chance first. So she still might have gained something. And if nothing else, she would have made an amazing portfolio and she would have helped herself overcome her fear of rejection and her fear of applying for something that she supposedly wasn't entitled to. So it still would have been a net benefit. She had nothing to lose and everything to gain. But if you spend your entire life in fear, doing what everybody else tells you, playing by the rules, being a good little slave, being a good little bitch or a good little bastard, and just doing everything that mummy and daddy and the government and society tells you, you just don't give yourself that chance to soar and do something beautiful. Again, a big part of all of the goals that I've achieved has been outside of the lines. I've colored outside the lines. I've done, you know, I haven't done illegal shit, but I've done stuff that like you're not supposed to do or that is supposed to be impossible. It's supposed to be impossible for you to literally say to a woman, you're very attractive. I would like to have sex with you. Is that something you would be up for? You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have a little nice, polite way of saying it. You're supposed to be like, do you want to come back to my place and Netflix and chill? No, fuck that. I just say, do you want to come back to my place and try some BDSM? We can try some ropes. We can see what you're into, play around a little bit. And if you don't want to, that's beautiful as well. No pressure. Just let me know how you're feeling. I've embraced that autistic honesty where you just literally tell the fucking truth and it's been beautiful. And there's a million other rules that I've supposedly broken. I really don't live my life according to, and neither does Imogen. Most of my clients don't either. Living it according to society's rules and what other people say is possible or impossible. So dare to dream, dare to color outside the lines, and you might just impress yourself with the beauty and the majesty that's outside of doing what everybody else is doing. You know, if you want to be like everybody else, do what everybody else is doing. If you want to be exceptional, do what everybody else is unwilling to do. Dare to dream, dare to do something beautiful. If you'd like more help with this, if you'd like to do something outside the lines, whether that's business, sex, relationships, dating, threesomes, BDSM, kink, losing weight, any other goals that you might have, we would love to have you in the coaching program. Right now, I'm doing a big push to bring in more people. I've got a big tax debt that I want to pay off. And so you would be absolutely helping me out with that. It would mean the world to me. If you could help me with that, you would have my undying gratitude, my undying love. I will pour my heart and soul, like I do with all my clients, into changing your life for the better. We have payment plans, so don't let money be an excuse or a reason not to change your life. Besides, we're talking about the rest of your goddamn life. What the fuck are you going to care about money? We all get taxed at 100% when we die. We have payment plans. Go all in. I'm happy to jump on a coaching call with you and talk through any concerns you might have or anything you're nervous about. That's what I'm here for. I'll leave a link in the description below to the coaching. But dare to dream, ladies and gentlemen. Dare to color outside the lines. Our coaching program is probably the best way of doing that. Link in the description below. As always, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and crush those damn goals.